Hi, Katie. How are you?
Jack, I'm great. I'm so excited to be talking to you. I saw the movie Wednesday night, and it's unbelievable.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad you loved it. Yeah, we enjoyed making this immensely.
You had to. First of all, I've got to just preface by saying I have not seen the original movie. I kind of can't believe I haven't. It's one of my brother's favorite movies of all time. But I thought I didn't want to watch it before I saw the new one because I didn't want to even know the story. And I was blown away. I was blown away by what a great actor you were, but how physical this role had to be for you.
Yes, absolutely. And by the way, a lot of people haven't seen the 59 version. That was something we became very aware of when we were making this movie. So we were sort of, in a way, bringing this story to a new generation. You know, it was very physically demanding. It was, I lost about 30 pounds for the slave ship because, you know, I sort of understood that 5 years in the galley of a slave ship, you would basically just be muscle and bone.
Yes.
So I dropped down to about 156 pounds for that. And at the same time, we were training for the chariots because every time you see us up there with those horses, that's us up there. So we wanted to do every single stunt, everything we could do, me and Toby.
I saw you on TV this morning, and I heard you saying that. I couldn't believe it, because once you've seen that scene, well, first of all, let's go back to the ship scene where you're rowing. I was mesmerized. That was so intense.
Yeah, it was an amazing thing to film, and it was such a, you know, it was a real, you know, tour de force when you think about this role. It's like one of those great roles that as an actor you wait for, because, you know, you witness a transformation in front of your eyes of this prince, this unlikely hero, just transform into this sort of galley slave, this slave, you know, hardened by the world, but still with this beautiful heart. I was always trying to bring real heart to Judah, and something which I felt was very important, because you have to realize, whereas in the 59 version, as you haven't seen it, it's very much a revenge story. This is very much a story about hope and love and forgiveness.
Yes.
And you needed to have that. His heart was, you know, he had this love in his heart, and it's something that never went away.
Absolutely. And tell me about working with some of these characters before we get to the chariot scene, which I know you must have talked about a lot already, but it's so incredible. But tell me about, for instance, working with a Morgan Freeman. How did that feel? Those scenes were really beautiful when you were healing and you woke up and you see these horses, which I'm a horse person. I had an Arabian horse for 25 years, and she lived to be 32. And so when
goodness, how wonderful.
Yes, I saw that muzzle, though, and I just went, oh my gosh, it's so familiar to me. So I just was blown away by how the beauty of those horses around you.
Yeah, they were gorgeous. They were gorgeous. And I love it. You said that Morgan's voice precedes him.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And it was there were some very, very lovely scenes between the two of you.
Yeah, he was just, what a phenomenal man, as well as what an amazing actor. I mean, I was so lucky to get to work with Morgan, and he was always such a gentleman and so kind and giving. And you know, just a wonderful person to be around. I felt truly honored.
That's great. And then tell us about now this scene. I cannot believe that you were actually riding the chariots. You were, and I was happy to hear. I went back and I looked, and I know that there was that story about how somebody had died during the filming of the 1959 version. And then I went back and looked, and it was not true. There wasn't a person that died, but it sounds
a lot of horses.
Horses. Oh, my gosh.
I know. No horses were hurt or injured making ours. We were very conscious of that. That's basically the only time CGI was implemented, was when a horse was being hurt or someone was being killed. We basically did everything else ourselves.
That's so, crazy.
Yeah, that was about 3 months of training for that chariot scene, on and off. And then we shot it for close to 3 months, first and second unit. So it was a real undertaking. But we were very conscious we wanted to be on those chariots. Every time you see us with those horses, that's us up there. So, you know, it was sometimes 32 horses, you know, tearing around that arena. It was amazing.
Oh, my God. And were you a horse person before the movie?
I was. I was riding before I could walk, but I'll tell you what, that didn't prepare me for a chariot. Chariots are insane. They are amazing things. They're very tough, very dangerous.
It's a beautiful movie. You are so great in it. I am a new fan of yours. I know you've been around for a little while, and I know you have some famous actors in your family, but just tell me how you felt when you finally saw the finished version of this movie. You had to be just blown away.
I was so happy with it, because it felt like its own thing, and it didn't feel like it was stepping on the sandals of the 59 version or the 25 version. It felt very much a story of our time, and it felt very relevant, because I like that I've got two kids myself. I'm putting out, there's this lovely message of hope and a message of kindness and forgiveness and, you know, love. And I was like, I love that it manages to come round to that. And, you know, I think it's a real just a beautiful movie and very much relevant, you know, in a world which is filled with such hatred and anger that we can sort of find that love in our hearts. And that meant a lot to me, you know.
That's great. I loved the movie. I'm going to tell everybody I know about it. I thought you were wonderful.
This you're so kind.
Been delightful talking to you.
Lovely speaking to you too, Gabe. Thank you.